This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just say Bismillah, it'll be okay. SubhanAllah, that's a great transgression with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you just assume that something that could be haram, that you haven't looked into, that you live your life with that haphazard approach. Allah will forgive it, just say Bismillah, everything will be fine. Now I want you to know that there are rules in our deen, rules in our faith that tell us what is halal, tell us what is haram. There are moments where the scholars will disagree and some will say something is better left alone, but it's not haram, and others will say it's okay to do it. This isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mindset, the attitude of just doing whatever you want to do without first checking, without first asking, that you eat and then ask later, that you enjoy and then ask later, that you take on a position or a job and then ask later, that you get involved in a romantic relationship and then wonder, is this halal or haram? Is this going to go anywhere? Good, yes or no, later. Those kind of things are something you need to be very careful with, and they are a transgression with Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, Al-halalu bayyin. Halal is clearly known. Haram is clearly known. وَبَيْنَهُمَا. In between that which is clear in haram and halal, there are things that are muddled up, that are confusing. Not many people are able to have fiqh and understanding. And it becomes important for you not to transgress limits, that you ask and take judgment from reliable, trained, honorable scholars. People who you trust their scholarship, trust their opinion, who have an outward way with Allah that you assume inwardly is consistent as well. It becomes important for you not just to make your own decisions, to make your own qualification, to say it should be right. Oh, I think it's halal. Oh no, I'm not sure if it's haram. But look, you know, it's okay. Those kind of things, oh, if you just say Bismillah, it should be okay. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about the attitude, that lax attitude where your dunya kind of pushes you forward and can bring ruin to your akhirah. Don't be the type of person who lives life without questioning and asking and wanting to know deeper, right from wrong, good from bad, halal from haram, sunnah from bid'ah. And there are actions that certain people will do in the name of Allah that are not pleasing to Allah. There are certain things that people will say about the Prophet ﷺ that are not true about the Prophet ﷺ. And it becomes important for you to be a person who seeks to follow the honest and true sunnah of the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ, to understand the Quran, to understand the tradition, the way the early generations understood it, to step away from modernist approaches that want you to just, you know, assume everything will be okay, that God is a God of hearts and He just judges your heart. And if you meant good, that's all that's necessary. That is not the way our faith has been built and practiced and taught to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are people that we assume anything that relates to the worship of Allah must have a precedent and must have a dalil, an evidence from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anything that is questionable in life is something that requires for you and I to take heed and caution in. Ijtanaba shubuhat, the one who is able to turn away from the doubtful matters, has given freedom and protection for their faithfulness, for their honor, for their religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live our life by saying Bismillah on that which we know is halal, and being able to say Bismillah to help us to stay away from that which is haram, that we always question our intentions and motives, and that we turn to the people of knowledge when we do not have the knowledge to suffice our answer in whatever quest we find before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limit us from that transgression, from that belief that we can do whatever we want without it being accountable, just because we feel Allah will forgive us at the end.